USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary's request to testify on Ford's allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. Now, there was a lot of back and forth regarding who should actually testify first. Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard University, says this is a no-brainer on who should testify first.
Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined.
Saturday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said treacherous floodwaters are still threatening the state more than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall there. Cooper said that 9 of the state's river gauges are at major flood stage and 4 others are at moderate flood stage. The governor also urged residents of southeastern North Carolina to stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides, so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The 2018 midterm elections are a toss-up with races going back and forth between lean Democrat to lean Republican to toss-ups. Beverly Hallberg is the president of DC Media Group. She has some advice for Republicans.
They need to go out there and make it very clear that the reason why people are getting more in their paycheck is because of things they've passed under in a Trump administration. Obama wants to take credit for this great economy. Reality is it's largely because of rolling back regulation and because of tax cuts. People like that they're getting more money, have more money in their pocket. They need to realize that if Democrats take the House, if more Democrats take over Congress, that these tax cuts can go away because they're not permanent. So that is the message that Republicans need to give is, look, we've made a lot of progress, but we have so much more to go.
Comedian Howie Mandel is speaking out against some of the what he believes is political correctness going on amongst comedians. Now, Mandel was speaking to TMZ, and he said that he believes, as comedians, they're being too politically correct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You may want to think twice before you flush your disposable contact lens down the drain. Dr. Christopher Starr told CBS This Morning where you really should be disposing of your contact lenses.
Daily disposable contact lenses are great. They're probably safer. You don't have to worry about solutions and cleaning and all of this. That being said, 45 million people wear contact lenses. A third of those wear daily disposables. And 25% of those throw them out in the toilet or in the sink.
Yeah.
And so that actually adds about 10 tons of plastic into the water supply each year.
Dr. Starr on why you should not be throwing them down the toilet.
All that plastic ends up in our food. It's a pollutant to the environment, but also to us because it gets into our food. What to do is you throw them in the garbage or in a recycling bin. It's plastic.
The National Retail Federation reports spending on Halloween this year is expected to reach $9 billion. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Average spending on Halloween has been estimated at almost $87, with more than 175 million Americans planning festivities. Costumes will be purchased by 68%, 74% will purchase decorations, while 95% said they will buy Halloween candy. 32% will throw or attend a party, while 30% will take their children or grandchildren trick-or-treating. 18% indicated they will dress their pets in costumes.
And as always, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.